We on. Let's go.
And we're back on another episode of Stormy and the Brodies. I'm back with my Brodies. I'll make sure to introduce JV first.
Hello.
Marcellus.
Call me T.I. You know who it is.
And Carl in the back.
I didn't know we had Adele in here. What?
Oh, man.
We've got another topic about some basketball because obviously that's the most relevant thing going on right now. Take the lead.
Let's talk about John Wall looking like the Heat is top point guard in the Eastern Conference.
Because John Wall always is clutch. Not always, but John Wall is pretty clutch, bro.
I honestly can't argue with you on that. Yeah. I really can't.
John Wall
took over.
I'm glad you understand what a clutch player then. Is.
What?
Stop, Marcellus. Let's stay on topic. Calm
he
down.
He took over. He took over game two. Yes. He really did. John Wall is the truth.
He's been doing this all season.
Yeah.
He's making a campaign that he is the best point guard in the Eastern Conference and possibly in competition with half of the West.
I agree because I'm a John Wall fan, first off.
Man, but come on now. You really think the Wizards is going to make noise after they get past this round right here? Well, they honestly might. Because can we talk about the Boston Celtics and how atrocious they're playing right now?
But think about what happened to IT before that game.
Bro. I get that, but you the number one seed and you're playing the number eight seed, so your teammates should be able to pick up your slack.
They'll definitely be able to pick it up this week though, because you think about it,
down.
His sister died though.
Bro. I
that affects the whole team.
Yes, you're right, and I get it.
Jimmy Butler is a monster. Put it like that.
Jimmy Butler is their
best matchup with him is Jay Crowder when it comes to size. Can't nobody really
touch Avery Bradley is a perimeter lockdown defender, and he can't touch Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
Jimmy Butler. This is the thing about the Bulls, though. They're an AC that shouldn't be an AC, if that makes sense.
Because of their
struggles during the NBA, throughout the course of the regular season. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's probably one of the better ACs that I have seen in the playoffs in a very, very long time. Yes, they shouldn't even be in the playoffs with a 41-41 record. That just goes to show how terrible the Eastern Conference is. That's just awful. Terrible. The Mavs went 500. Well, we could have been in the playoffs if we was in the East. Lord, that drives me nuts. But anyways, I don't understand why they just don't do the top 16 teams and let them play against each other.
Because Dallas should never be in the playoffs.
I was about to say, stop it. You got fans who will probably never see their teams in the playoffs if it's just the top 16.
Like who? Huh? But, I mean, that's not the fans' problem. That's a GM problem.
But the fans are the ones that bring the money to the organization.
You right, but
very true.
Come on now.
Think about it. The NBA is commercialized. If you don't appeal to the fans, then it's over with.
A 41-41 record.
It happens.
I wonder what the Cleveland Cavaliers seeding would have been if it was like that.
Do you think the Milwaukee Bucks will ever make the playoffs if it's the top 16?
They would have been seeded four, but yeah, well, go ahead.
So if it's the top 16 teams in the league, do you think Milwaukee Bucks will ever make the playoffs?
Probably not. No,
exactly.
Probably not. Probably
and they just
not.
Made it this year. Normally, they would never make it if it was a top 16. Raptors, top 16. Would they make it?
Yeah, they'd be in the top 16, but they'd be seeded very low. Yeah, I remember they're the number three seed.
But
in
you
the
also
East.
Gotta think of what you just said. What seed would Cleveland be?
They'd be four. It'd be 1-16, 2-15. It'd be just like the NCAA tournament.
Okay, the Bucks are.
Oh, they're six in the East.
Six in the East. Five teams is better than them. Four teams just between them and the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers is already the fourth team in the league. So the Western Conference has a lot more than they can offer.
It's more competitive.
Exactly.
It would be. But that's what I was saying.
It would basically be the Western Conference playoffs at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Do you think a Spurs-Golden State final would be more entertaining than, say, for instance, like if the Cavaliers were to lose?
Commercial value, no.
I mean,
you get what I'm
be.
Saying?
I
commercial
mean,
value, no. But when it comes to actual basketball.
Each other so many times. Like, they've already played each
that's
other
true, being
a good
Eastern
amount of
Western
time.
Conference.
Yeah, I get
they
that.
The key is the best of the best
like
each conference meet up either way it goes.
But I like what Stormy said. It gets kind of annoying when you see the
Which
same
is,
because
it,
they play multiple times.
Yeah, because
then
you see some
they know
team.
Each other already.
And back in Texas in high school, like, you would never play a team that you and your conference in a state final just because they work it out to where it is. And I don't know if colleges work like that too, but it just helps the, like we said, like the TV value because
diversifying
the
teams that you go
yeah,
against.
Just because it's going to get old after seeing everyone play each other over and over again.
Yeah.
And the teams know exactly what they're going to do. Like, I know games, you can't predict a game to the very T, but you know by then you're going to know what offense they run, how they do this, how they do that. You're going to know literally everything about it. So why not throw in different teams and kind of expand the viewers?
That's a fair argument.
The question is,
they still had weapons.
With the start of the regular season as they had, can the Bulls make it past the Wizards in the next round?
No.
The Bulls are very inconsistent, though, so I can never
But
say
the
that.
Thing about the Wizards is, who scores the basketball besides John Wall and Bradley Beal?
Nobody.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
It's the same thing with
Marcin Gortat, like, he not going to get you 15 every game. Like,
it's the same thing it is a Porter.
Otto Porter, like, you expect him to pick up the slack?
Hey, get off my con, Otto Porter.
Kevin Oubre, okay, I can see that. But just, no. I mean, honestly, if the Bulls beat the Celtics, they make it into the conference finals. And they will play Cleveland in the conference finals.
Bobby Portis putting in work for the Bulls.
Bobby Portis is cold.
Lil Rock.
Weapons.
Lil Rock, Arkansas.
The amount of weapons that Chicago has, they finally figured it out. It took them a long time to figure it out. They finally figured it out. Rajon Rondo, balling. Jimmy Butler, balling.
Cold.
D-Wade, balling.
Cold and old.
Bobby Portis, balling.
Cold.
Like,
Lil Rock,
you get what
Arkansas.
I'm saying? And then you got these guys like Holiday coming off the bench, and he giving the instant offense. The Bulls finally figured it out, man.
But it's going to end up being inconsistent, so you never know.
They haven't been inconsistent in these playoffs.
In these playoffs, it's two games.
It's two games out of seven.
Game three is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
And it's in Chicago at the United Center.
It get live there.
Speaking of Chicago, shout out to my girl, Becca Davis.
Let's go. What's up, Becca?
You need to go attend game three and let us know how it was as an atmosphere, because the Bulls have just been inconsistent in the past years, and they have been disappointed. So you let us know how that goes. But we have one more topic, right, Stormy? We talking about?
Hey, y'all go ahead with that. You know I don't have any idea about any of these.
As you all know, Kendrick Lamar is shaking up the music industry right now. He just dropped his damn album, and he will be shattering records at the end of the week, after a week of its release. I will just be saying that. He's already on pace, JV.
He's already on pace. Not on pace for Drake's record or Lil Wayne's record. Do you know how many records that they sold in that 1 week?
A million. Yes, over a million copies.
And what is he projected for? I'm pretty sure it's not even over 500,000.
It is.
It's definitely not. How much is it projected to be? Let me know.
Oh, 475,000.
Exactly. I said it's not over 500, so I think that makes me right.
I'm just saying. This will be okay. For 1 week, though? This is predicted to be the best-selling album of the year, though. You do know that,
no,
right?
No, because actually...
If you check
J. Cole's, his was actually very similar to that, sir.
I know, but I'm saying this is projected to be the best-selling album of 2017.
Oh, well, because I don't even think it beat Drake's record. I don't even think it's going to beat Drake's.
You don't think
more
it's going
to
be views?
It won't be More Life, because More Life was dropped this year.
More Life had 500,000.
More Life is a feature.
Exactly. It had 500,000.
And that's a playlist.
Kendrick's projected for 90,000.
I know, but I'm saying it is possible for him to come in and beat that. Because even though he is projected, who knows if it'll be under-projected and it'll get more.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we say that Kendrick Lamar is slowly putting himself in the top 10 race?
He was already in the top 10. He's working towards top 5.
Definitely not in the top 10.
How?
Top 10 greatest of all time?
Yes.
No.
How?
He's top 10 working towards
our. How can we sit here and say he's not?
Longevity.
He's done.
Like
he's been in the game alone. Yeah.
Top 5.
I said we working towards that. But he's not in it yet. I didn't say he was in it.
His probably top 10 is already solidified.
That's debatable.
Very.
Very debatable.
Very, very. Because I get what JV's saying, but you got to understand, sir, it is 2017, right?
Yes, sir.
His first mixtape came out in 2010.
Yes, sir.
Overly Dedicated, is that what it was called?
Yep, it was good.
In 7 years, not long, that's almost a decade, JV. Is that not long enough for you?
It's long enough for him to be great.
Section
great.
80 came out in 2011. That was 6 years ago.
He is great. But top 10 of all time already? No, sir. But well, he's definitely getting up there.
When you talk about longevity, we got Tupac and Biggie in our top 10 and 80.
They're not in my top 5.
What?
I think I did have them in my top five, but the only reason I put them in there was because they were icons.
Because they're great.
Kendrick's not an icon yet, but Kendrick actually has the ability to be an icon.
He has a lot of Compton on his side right now. I'm just saying. He's taking over the Pac role of Compton's finest. I'm just saying.
He is. I don't doubt Kendrick is my favorite Kendrick album of all time. I love this album. My favorite Kendrick.
Of course, it's his best work.
It's his best work.
It's his best work, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
it's better than To Pimp a Butterfly.
It's definitely.
It's better than Good Kid, Mad City. See, the thing.
That's debatable.
No.
It kind of is.
Listen, Good Kid, Mad City, that was an album for Kendrick to go more commercial. He couldn't really say what he wanted to say. He had to have the fire beats just so he could get on the map. You get what I'm saying?
Beats were so live.
They were. That's the point. And what do we say about beats all the time, JV? They don't really make the rapper good, right?
That's very true.
Like, I mean, Migos go hard, but what are they saying? Can't understand anything that they're saying. Who put the pa? Look at pa. Like, no, bro. No. Like, come on now. Good Kid, Mad City was a good Kid, Mad City. The best way to describe that album was a classic. It was a classic.
Hey, Stormy, hit the classic. Let's go.
Debatable classic.
It was a classic.
Debatable classic.
It was a classic.
What's a debatable classic?
Good Kid, Mad City.
That's definitely a classic. That's a classic. Second best album.
So that's a classic, Carl.
His second best album. He's only got four.
Yeah, it's his second best album.
That's a classic, Carl. Okay. It's a classic.
If he's a top 10 rapper and he doesn't have at least two classics, he ain't a top 10 rapper. If you're a top 10 rapper, you got to have at least two classic albums, maybe three.
Which is why I said a debatable classic. I didn't say it wasn't a classic at all. I said it's debatable.
Yeah. But guess what we'll find out on our next show?
What is that?
How many albums Kendrick actually showed?
Yeah, and it won't be Drake or Lil Wayne's all-time record of over 1 million records in a week being platinum.
We will see next week.
We will.
On our next episode of Stormy and the Roadies, we're in the field house and we are checking out.
Hit the show.